This week's episode is brought to you by phoning it in, because we're very, very tired.
I am tired.
Oh, that's what you want. Okay.
Yep. I even phoned in trying to think of something funny to say.
When I shake my head. Oh my god. Fun with feces. That's what Ellie's reading. We've been watching The League. We're on the final season. Just forgot how fucking funny that show is. It's so great.
It's so great.
Love it. Anyway, I got nothing. Let's do this. Hello, welcome to Hot Punch. The official podcast of CountryHodgePodge.com. I'm your host, Steve Hodge, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, cousin, and lover, Kevin Hodge. I don't know why, just that time when I said it, it reminded me of, I don't know if you saw the episode of Last Man Standing when Ryan has a podcast. He has a podcast, and he's like, I can't remember what it's called. It's like Vegans and Villains or something like that. It's like some dumb podcast. He's like, I have 14 listeners and all that. And he, when he does the opening, he's like, hi, my name is Ryan, and you're listening to... And I was like, do I sound like that when I do the intro, and I just don't realize it because I'm the one saying it?
It's possible.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, today we're going to talk about the best albums of July 19th, 2019, the year of our Lord.
No, just the 19th.
July of 19. It's been 19 years since Jesus died, and we're still in mourning.
R.I.P. in peace.
It's been a long month. I worked a whole lot, so I'm very tired. This month, usually when I work a lot, it just means I get to put my headphones in and just do shit. But we had a new guy start, and I've mostly been in charge of training him. Like, he's been shadowing me, so I haven't been able to listen to music while I work. I've had to, you know, explain what I'm doing as I'm doing it. So, I haven't been able to listen to a lot of music. So, actually, pretty much last week, I was just kind of going through all the places and, just kind of looking at what came out in July. There's only a few that I saw and listened to that came out.
Yeah, was really busy at work too. Not nearly as many hours. I'm not going to try to say that I worked more hours than you, because it's a fact that I did not. But I was still very busy and tired and just kind of, didn't get a chance to listen to anything. And the month kind of flew by. I was legitimately kind of shocked when, like, today it's August. I'm like, wait, what?
I know.
I didn't listen to very much, and I'm also tired, and I also am really afraid that this automatic update your version of Bing search is out of date is going to ruin everything when I click the only button I can click, which is okay.
Of course it is. But I fucking, because these last 3-4-ish months have been hell on earth at work, I took all of next week off, so come Thursday when it's time to record, I'll have researched and been ready for it rather than just dying at work.
Sorry, I'm just looking at the, like, recording thing, and, like, the green is shaking a whole lot, but it's not making any lines when I'm not talking, so I don't think it's shitty, because I did test records and it was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, literally no less than 1,000 things have popped up since we started recording. So, if this all ends up garbage, I'm sorry, blame Windows and its inability to go more than 5 hours without having you automatically update and ram a stake through your face.
It's true. Fucking updates.
Yeah. I am so sick of so many things.
Kevin has just admitted he gives up on life. And this is the last episode, because next week I'll be telling you in general.
I'm just so sick of shit. Just always shit. Just yeah, fucking everywhere.
Dude, I can't believe I got up for work at 5. Because when I got back to your place on Sunday... So for those who don't know, I went out to Iowa last week for Bix.
Iowa!
And which is a race that happens every year downtown. It's a 7-mile race, and it's, you know, after you go across the finish line, and there's all the food and drinks and, you know, all that fun. I missed the race because I had to work late on Friday because I've been working forever. So I came out Saturday, and obviously I got there. We just started drinking when I got out there. And I haven't drank that much in a while, so... I was a little drunk, and I woke up the next day a little hungover, and we went to get lunch, and as we got, I was like, I'm going to head home after we get lunch, but after lunch, I was falling asleep, and I'm like, I'm going to go back to your place and fall asleep for a bit, and I woke up at like 2, and finally went to Golf Galaxy, got my clubs, and then I drove home, and so I didn't get home until about 5, probably, and then I stayed at my parents' house for a bit, and I didn't get home here until about 7, and I was exhausted, and then I went straight to bed. And then I got up at 5 to go to work the next day, and I'm tired.
Yeah, I got a wedding tomorrow, and I kind of anticipate Saturday being a similar situation for me, where I wake up and everything sucks, and then I might just drive to my parents' house and fall asleep.
It's a good plan. But yeah, I was going to say, if the wedding was Saturday, like normal people have their weddings, I was going to say we could have golfed Saturday morning, but... Saturday morning.
Yeah, I straight up didn't realize it was a Friday wedding until like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah,
so I just assumed it was on Saturday. I saw the date. I'm like, oh, that's like the first weekend in August, and then I was like, yeah, cool. Then I was like, wait a second.
Wait the second. That's a Friday. Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I actually got a
bunch of shit.
Got a wedding invite at my house. My parents texted me like, "This looks like a wedding invite." I'm like, "Just bring it to me. We live 20 minutes away.
Just light it on fire. I'm not going."
But I want to go. anyway, yeah. So this weekend was fun, even though I drank too much. Yeah, of course I should have done the thing of you guys went home. Your pregnant sister was like, "Let's just go home," and you're like, "Let's go home," and I was like, "No, I'm gonna stay out, find my friends." Oh, I found them. And then I found a fishbowl of liquor, and then I died.
Yeah, that'll happen.
But it was fun anyway. So yeah, this month I'm sure plenty of albums came out, but I only found 9 that I really cared about. 10, if you include
Yoda
King.
Now, not only has the video taken a shit, the sound has too.
What?
Your sound cut out, and then slowly came back in. So like. 10 seconds ago, that audio is just useless. Because it's just you talking, and me just be like, oh, good, shit's not working.
Oh, well, what I was saying is that there were 9 albums last month, 10 if you include Yodel Kid, which I do, because Yodel Kid is amazing. But no.
Was it actually an album, though?
It was, I think, like a 5-song EP.
Oh, okay.
And it was funny.
Say, damn.
Because I'm pretty sure the EP's called Twang. And there's a song, I believe, called Twang. I'm going to look it up right now. What's his name? Mason Ramsey. That's it.
Ramsey.
It auto-filled. His number one song on Spotify is Old Town Road Remix.
Yep, and then of course.
Yeah, and his number 2 is his song Twang from his EP Twang. So I listened to it, and it's still... They make him sing kind of like a Justin Bieber-type fucking singer. But his music is actually country on this one. It's just very, like, tweeny, bopping-type country. But,
It's almost as if it's, like, a music made by, like, a fucking 12-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's 14 now, actually.
Whatever. The kid is a child, and I don't want to listen to children sing. Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's not great. It's he's a little teeny bopping like country star, so it's the same shit. But it is better than that fucking famous song he put out, where it's like, I just want to be famous, or whatever that fucking shit was. That was bad. But yeah, it's better than that, but it's still not a great EP, and don't listen to it. But moving on to the 9 that were good.
You can't tell me what to do!
this month, we're not going to rate them, just because I mean, one, they're all good. They don't really need to rate them. But I just didn't have the time to really listen to all of them in depth to be like, oh, this one's definitely better than this one. This is my favorite. I mean, I do have a favorite. I think Gethin Jenkins, which we'll get to, is probably my favorite, but we'll get
there. I've heard a lot of things about that. I heard it was good.
Yeah, so let's just hop into the nine that we are talking about. In no particular order. I don't know. It might be release order, but I doubt it. But first off is Matt Williams Taking Chances.
We'll always have Paris underneath the tower. Sunset on the river. I swear I felt the power. Girl, when we kissed, thought we had forever. And even though we didn't work out that way, you know what they say. We'll always have Paris, Texas. Now he can buy you square feet of
welcome heaven, back underwater.
Oh my god, it sounds terrible. So that,
yeah, so that,
and now I don't know when you're gonna splice the audio back in, so it might just come right into, oh my god, it sounds terrible.
But no, yeah, so that's Matt Williams Taking Chances. I like the, it's very, he has kind of the contemporary sound, but it's not overly produced. It's not like, you know, it's not,
yeah,
poppy.
It's that it's just that like the like 2000s country when it was still country before it took a diet, you know, giant nosedive.
Yeah, the song I played you, which I'll probably have the clip in here, it's the song is We'll Always Have Paris, and then it's just like the chorus, and it's like We'll Always Have Paris, Texas. I like it, but yeah, he's I like his sound. He's like you said, it's like the mid 2000s contemporary sounding country, and I enjoy it.
Respect.
Next is where are we at? Gethin Jenkins, Western Gold.
Well, I'm sitting here drinking just as hard as I can. Patting off your memory, two great and bigger old hands. Y'all better keep your distance, 'cause I'm a dangerous man, Lord knows. Long as I got that bottle in my hands, kind of what you're thinking, you ain't wrong. You just keep on drinking, honey, I sing you a song. Don't you go telling me what to do with my heart. It'll be the death of you, woman. Tear your world apart.
Alright, yeah. So that's Gethin. So that's Gethin Jenkins. He, like you said while we were listening to it, it's he sounds a little Ray Scottish. I think he's like, I thought of him as a
Ray
mix between,
Scottish.
Yeah, I thought of
a
him
Scottish as, man named Ray.
Exactly, our buddy Ray. He's from Scotland. he also has a very whitey sound. And
yep.
What was the other one I thought of on the way home? He's like a mix of Whitey and kind of like Brandon Jenkins, who passed away, R.I.P. He kind of—I don't know if there's any relation there. Probably not. But he sounds kind of like him and Whitey, I thought. And then yeah, definitely he has a little Ray Scott.
Yeah, no,
it sounded
incredible. I really look forward to listening to the rest of that. That is. Of the art, you know, the albums we're going to talk about, that is the one that I know that I've seen a bunch of buzz about, you know, on Twitter. Yeah. I don't know if it was big time people mentioning it or if it was just the, you know, the usual folks that I see talking about music.
Yeah.
But either way, the people who I respect their opinions talked about how good it is. So, respect.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I'm pretty sure I follow him on social media. He might follow us. I'm not completely sure, but I actually think I might have talked to him before. I think so.
Aren't you cool?
Not that, with a poop emoji
for a face.
Not that that's important, but his music is absolutely phenomenal, and this is probably my favorite of the ones that we've heard, or not that we've heard that come out this month, because obviously these are the only two you've heard that have come out this month.
Exactly. But, I wouldn't even know.
But yeah, so I really enjoyed this one, and it's definitely one everyone should be checking out. If you like the music we talk about on this podcast, of any of these nine that we listen to, this is probably the one that you should definitely listen to.
And if you don't like our opinions on music and you're still listening, cool.
And why?
Yeah, confused, but welcome.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, so that's Geffen Jenkins, Western Gold. Definitely check that one out. Next up is Justin Moore's Late Nights and Long Necks.
Hey. Here's to the ones that didn't make it back home. The ones we ain't seen in so long. The hold up a beer was a wish they were here was not forgotten but gone. In a better place up there. But they sure left a hole down here. We just go on living and go on missing the ones. The ones that didn't make it back home. The whole town shut down.
Okay, I have heard one song off of this one.
Which one?
I don't remember what it's called. Something about drinking. That's why we drink. Why we drink?
Yeah, that's the first track off the album.
Word, I heard that one. It was country.
Yeah, that's the thing though. That if we won't stop to listen to this one, it sounds like his first two albums. It's very country. It's very, like, he obviously has the bro tendencies of, like, his songs are very, like, I'm right-wing conservative American, that's how I like it, and, like, you know, that kind of small-town vibe of, like, I'm an American living an American life. That's his feel, which is fine, obviously. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. But, like, that's the sound. Like, it's not him trying to be, like, young and hip. It's not him trying to, you know, pander to each and everyone. It's like, I'm a redneck. This is my redneck sound. And that's what I really like that about it. I'm going to pull up.
Yeah. It's one of those where I'd rather the only detractors be that it's that he does repetitive type things rather than that he made a garbage pop sound thing.
Yeah. Like the album I'm looking at it right now. The only song I'm not huge on is Small Town Street Cred, which, as you can hear from the title, it's
wow, that not sounds great. Terrible.
Yeah, so it's one of those of just like, some of us drive Chevys, some of us drive Fords. Like, it's that kind of, like, it's that song. So that's the one that I really
I do love the like Ford versus Chevy, like, nonsense shit that people will get way too into. It's just like, I back this regionally popular American brand of car. Yeah, well, I like this regionally popular American brand of car. Fuck you, you non-American person, for driving your other American-made car.
Yeah, it's pretty stupid. But also the one that
I'm gonna trigger a bunch of people by saying that I drive a Subaru right now. Ha ha!
I drive a Chevy, so what the fuck are you
gonna? Oh God! I'm gonna buy a Ford and shit in your mouth.
Yeah, but yeah, looking at it, that's my boy. That's one of those father to son type songs, which is
I bet I'll love it.
It's but it's not like Flashlight or like that kind of vibe. It's more of kind of like a watching
the Rodney Atkins. Yeah, he's mine.
Oh yeah, he's mine. Definitely that. Because it's kind of like he's always going to root for the Braves. He's always going to think he's right. Like, he's a, like, you know, hard-headed kind of guy. And he goes, that's my boy. Like, it's me and my son. Like, that kind of thing.
Because you are underwater talking through a tin can, I thought you said, that's my boy. He's always going to think he's white. And I'm like, oh, all right.
that white privileged boy.
Correct. He is white. Yeah, okay.
And then The one you would probably also like is The Ones That Didn't Make It Back Home. It's very, like, One Hell of an Amen type song.
Oh, nice. It's a
song about, you know, talking about should the people who fought for our freedom but didn't get to come back and live it, like, that kind of thing. And it's a really, really, like, strong song. And then I also really like Jesus and Jack Daniels, which we talked about before when he released that way ahead of his album. The Mama Loves Jesus, Daddy Loves Jack Daniels type thing.
Yeah, I do know that one, too. Yep.
But, yeah, so it's I definitely enjoyed it. It's very self-titled album-esque, his, you know, first one. And he, obviously, not all of his songs are deep, but they're all country and enjoyable. So I'm back on the Justin Moore train, and it makes me happy that he's kind of doing his thing again. Not trying to do the fucking whatever that last one he came out with was. The You Look Like I Need a Drink or whatever.
There was some real sketch shit, let me tell you.
Yeah. So moving on. Next is Mac Powell and the Family Reunion's Back Again.
From the 101 over to 95, 90 on down to 10. Well, I've been everywhere, yeah, and in between. Guaranteed I'll be back again. I'm coming back again.
But yeah, so that's Mac Powell. They have one song where Craig Morgan is featured on it. I didn't play that one because it's just really stupid, but it's kind of like Bonfire by Craig Morgan, like that kind of dumb. But it's but yeah, they're a good country band. They got that real sound to them, and I really
like it. It's gonna bug me that I can't think of who I thought that sounded similar to, but I can't think
of it. I
thought it
kind of had a little Lone Star-ish sound.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, his voice, it definitely does sound like someone that it's also that I can't put my finger on. But like the band sound, I think is kind of Lone Star-ish.
And it was good. I liked it.
Yeah. Excusez-moi. Next up is Jenny Tolman's "There Goes the Neighborhood."
Hey, Mary Jane, hey, Lucy in the sky. I got no reason to feel this high. I just stand. Cause I can. I got my feet on the ground and my eye on the promised land.
Yeah, so that's her. She's great. It was funny, when I found her on iTunes, I was, you know, she had like a 3.5-star rating or something, so I was like, what? Because I hadn't listened to it
last
yet.
So I
was just like, oh, I wonder why she's, you know, I figured maybe she's like some shitty pop star because of it. And I go to it, and there's a bunch of, you know, 5-star reviews, like, oh, I love it, she's the best. And there was one 1-star review, like, just proof that women can't make country music. And I was just like... And I was like, at first I was thinking like maybe it's that criticism of like all they're thinking of is like Maren Morris, Kelsey Ballerini, like those people. So it's just like, oh, it's another shitty pop star. But no, it's just some sexist asshole who is just like, women suck, can't make country music. And so I was like, all right, that guy's an
idiot. Oh, because
she has a very like kind of Miranda Lambertish sound to her. I really enjoy her music.
Yeah, because at the beginning of that whatever song you played first, it had a Pistol Annie's vibe, where whoever was singing in the background.
Oh, Ain't Mary Jane.
Yeah, it sounded very Pistol Annie's, which was really
nice. I could definitely Pistol Annie's. That's definitely a good explanation kind of it. I also get a little bit of like a Brandi Clark out of her as well.
Sure.
But yeah, so she's I really enjoy that one as well. Next up is Ryan Hurd's Panorama EP.
I think I'm an anchor, some kind of savior,
This is the one that you said used to exist and then came back?
Yeah.
Or is this different?
So this one, I remember this EP was out before I saw him at Windy City Smokeout back in 2015 or maybe even earlier than that. It was the year that I saw like Ryan Beaver and you couldn't go, so I had Ryan Beaver sign my thing saying, ha ha, Kevin.
Yeah, I remember that. I was sad.
Yeah, That was a while ago, because I went with Palm, and so that had to have been near college. So it might have even been like 2014 or something. But, yeah, so we went, and I saw him there, and I was very disappointed when I saw him, because I expected, like, the Panorama EP, because I really liked it. But instead, it was kind of the crap he put out after, when he was just like, I'm married to Maren Morris, please love me. Like that kind of crap.
Have you seen how tight my jeans can be?
Yeah, so I was kind of disappointed after that, but I always liked this EP, and then it just disappeared, and it's been gone for a couple of years, and I was just like, dude, why did you get, like, because I was like, dude, Panorama and Good As You Think I Am are both amazing songs. Why did you get rid of them? And now that he brought it back out, I think he might have redone the EP, like, updated it, because I still like Panorama, but it sounds a little overproduced. Mississippi, to me, I'm not a fan of. Good As You Think I Am is still a fantastic song, and I think everyone should check it out, because it's really fucking good. Because, like, I don't know if you've heard it before, because it disappeared, obviously, forever.
I think I might have, but since it was gone for so long, I legitimately don't really have a memory of it.
Yeah, it's pretty much like, I want to be as good as you think I am. He's, like, singing to his girl, like, you think I'm this great guy who's there for you and stuff. And it's like, and I wish I was as good as you think I am. And it's a really good, like, I really like that song. It's, and then the last song on the EP is I'll Be the Moon, which Dierks and Maren Morris sang on Dierks Bentley's album, which I enjoy, but it's not amazing. But I think the Dierks Bentley one's better, because I think Maren Morris actually adds to the song, because despite what crappy music she puts out, she's actually a very good singer. Like, there's no doubt
about
her
talent.
So her on that song makes it really good.
That's the case with a lot of people, that it makes me more upset when I know someone is really talented, but they choose to make a certain style. It makes me that much more sad. Like, if someone's kind of shitty, and then they make shitty, because, like, I mean, that's kind of how I feel about, like, Florida Georgia Line. Like, the two dudes aren't really that talented, so it's just kind of like, well, fuck you for being famous. But it's it's not really anything beyond that. But when someone like her puts out it's shitty to me, pop music. Yeah. I'm like, why are you the way that you are?
which makes it kind of interesting with that High Woman shit that's coming out, because she's actually gonna be singing country, because there's no way Brandi Carlile and what the hell is her name? Why am I blanking? Jason
Manishires.
Manishires.
And Natalie Hemby.
Yeah,
I listened I listened to the Redesigning Women song, and it's incredible. I haven't listened to the second one, but it's fucking country as shit, so
Yeah, so it's nice hearing, like, and then obviously, like, Maren Morris had My Church, which is a fantastic fucking song. I'm enjoying that, but yeah, going back to her husband, Ryan Hurd, so this EP, I think it's worth checking out. Mississippi to me, that's the one that you might want to skip, but Panorama and Good As You Think I Am, are both really good songs.
For some reason, every time I hear Panorama, I just keep saying it to myself. Panorama Man! And the Panorama Man! You got to buy it!
Yeah. Anyway, next up,
he can pour, he can drink, he can drink some more.
Shut up, bitch! anyway... next up is Emily Ann Roberts' Someday Dream. I don't know how you got me all figured out. So that one, I like the sound. She's country, but I don't want to sound like an ass saying this, but to me, she sounds like every generic, like, blonde white girl, like, country artist. Like, she
The first song that you played for me sounded like if White Claws were a country song.
Yeah, she does have that very White Claw country sound. So there is...
White Claw country is going to be a thing we talk about now. Oh, sub White Claw girl.
Yeah, so I think she was on The Voice because I Googled her and it said Voice next to her name. So that's
so definitely more of a truly kind of person.
She's definitely talented as shit and like has a great voice. Yeah, but she, I think actually, I kind of want to make a shirt that just says White Claw Country. I'm actually going to do that. I want a White Claw Country shirt. But yeah, she's definitely White Claw Country. She's got that kind of like I'm gonna key your car Carrie Underwood song vibe.
Yeah, and just
her.
The way, like, I understand that the Southern accent exists and is a real thing, so I'm not trying to be like, well, she says words weird. So like the way that she said cliche was just so fucking cliche. Yeah. Which maybe it's a play on the thing itself. But it was just like, cliche. I'm like, all right, woman. No one actually fucking says that.
Yeah. Yeah. But, so, yeah she had, and she has kind of the, like I said, she has, like, the Carrie Underwood. She's, like, the generic White Claw country sound. And I think it's good. She's worth checking out. It's definitely country. It's just very leaning into the pop realm a little bit.
Yep. But, yeah. And I'm going to listen to you because you're wise like an owl.
I am wise like an owl. White Claw Country, new term made from the country hodgepodge.
Printer shirts.
That's definitely my new favorite term that we've come out with in a while. Because I used to call it sorority country, but I think White Claw Country is more accurate now.
Yeah, because it really drives home the whole like what White Claws are. I want to get drunk, but I want to do it only drinking hard seltzer water. And then I'm also going to get obliterated because these things have a lot of booze in them.
Yeah, those things are fucking strong. I did look at a can once. I was like, damn.
Yeah, they're like 5%.
Like 5%. Yeah, it's insane. But yeah, anyway, moving on from White Claw Country to Jewgrass, as they call themselves. I don't know if you heard that term, but...
Did you say dude grass?
Jewgrass.
Jewgrass.
Yeah.
So band, more racist than what I was going for.
No, they call themselves that.
Yeah, it doesn't make it not racist.
Yeah, anyway. Their name, it's a duo, Joni and Matt, with the album Sterling.
I made a vow. I broke it somehow. The path I was given, I've only forsaken it now. Someday, when I find my way, far from the sea, I'll be free, so I can say, there's a light, hold on tight, I'm going down.
Got a little bit of folk, little bit of little bluegrass in their sound, but it was because I got their the email about them. They were one that got sent to me. Let me see if I can find the email. No, not that one. Yeah, there we go. NYC Jewgrass/Americana duo Joni and Matt. Yeah, they're. I just really like their sound. They got the folky Americana / bluegrass sound, and it's. I don't have too much to say about it, but it's definitely a sound worth checking out.
Yeah, for sure.
Next up is finally last one, number 9.
I was gonna say I haven't been keeping track, but I feel like we've talked about a lot of things.
Yeah. This is the last one. It's Christina LaRocha, I think.
It's Christina.
CCA. Christina, you come back here and fuck my wife. Oh, my God. I need to watch that movie again. I haven't seen it in a while.
Aim for the bushes.
Aim for the bushes. Anyway, Christina, Christina LaRocha, these are my whiskey dreams.
I felt that rain cold upon my skin, burnt like that dirty liquor, whiskey rye and gin. But you, my darling, my favorite kind of sin. I'll always love a man like you, 'cause I've never loved a man like you.
Underwater. Yeah, she, I'm pretty sure this might have been another one that got sent to me. I'll double check.
Not you.
I still get so many emails of, you guys should check out this person. I'm like, all right, like, I will, but we're not gonna write a review like you keep asking me to. Yeah, so she's described as soulful because a lot of her songs have kind of a soul sound to it. Obviously, that first one I played for you, which was called A Man Like You, that one was very, like, country and kind of Brandi Clark-ish again, and I really, really like that sound.
Yep.
But yeah, then we listened to another one called Smoke Marijuana, which is very reggae-ish, and... Yeah, she just has a very kind of range, so she's not like traditional country. If you're looking for that, I mean, you get that on a few songs, but she also has some soul sound to it. Obviously, there's one reggae song. She's just really good.
I love me some reggae.
Yeah, so I definitely would suggest everyone listen to that one. But that's it for the songs albums that came out that I could find that I liked.
So now on to the next segment. Everyone joining me in condemning NBC and their use of the goddamn Green Zone.
God damn it. Anyway, so check out those albums. They're all worth it and stuff. Moving on to the number one country song of this week, but not from this year because this year is terrible, is a song from... In honor of some of these songs sounding mid-2000s-ish, we're going to go mid-2000s-ish in... From July 17th through the 31st of 2004, for 3 weeks, the song that was number one was Tim McGraw's Live Like You Were Dying.
I went skydiving, I went Rocky Mountain climbing, I went 2.7 seconds on a bull named Blue Manchu, and I looked deeper. I've been denying. And he said, someday I hope you get the chance to live like you were dying.
Oh, what a song.
Yeah, so I was looking through a bunch of different songs. There were some from the 90s I was going to choose. Like, there's an Alan Jackson song. But I was like, we did 90s last time we did this, so... I decided to go up a decade. I looked back a decade or a few decades, and I was just like, you know what? Live Like You Were Dying is such a phenomenal song. I'll go with that one.
That is a great song. I love that. I love Tim McGraw when he's not being a giant truck yeah doucher.
Oh, my God. Truck yeah. Truck yeah. Wanna get it jacked up. Love you, Raj. But yeah, so Live Like You're Dying, if you don't know, which you should because it's Live Like You're Dying, it was written about pretty much his dad and how he forgave him because his dad was kind of a shithead to him most of his life, and so he plays it in his encore every single concert, and it's just the song of what would you do if you had to live like you were dying, like if you had cancer or whatever. And so it's just a phenomenal, it's a phenomenally written song, and everyone should fucking listen to it.
Yeah, because it's you know, it the idea of, you know, waiting your entire life to start living until you are about to die. It's like, well, why don't you just incorporate these things into your life just regularly?
Yeah. Grow Fu Manchu. Or, no, ride a bull named Fu Manchu.
Ride a bull named Fu Manchu.
That's it. But, yeah, so that's a great song. Everyone should listen to it. 2004. Back when, 15 years ago, that song went number one. That's crazy.
Skirt indeed.
You listening to anything else? Watching anything? Doing anything?
So I got Raj turned on to Ragweed, and so I've been listening to a lot of Ragweed. So that's been fun.
Wait. You're listening to Co Wetzel? There's no way.
No. The actual cross-Canadian Ragweed. But also, yes.
Oh, yeah. That makes more sense. But
because I showed him the song 17, and it blew his mind, and so I was like, all right, now you're hooked.
Haha, yeah, Ragweed rules. Of course, Alabama, always the best song ever.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I have just kind of been listening to what I can when I can, and it's mostly been this album, or these albums. So, yeah, you can find us at CountryHodgePodge.com on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, Country Hodgepodge. Spotify, you can find HodgePodgeCast Picks, where we put up the songs we talk about each week, except for the albums, because we put the albums on the playlist 2019 in Country, which is every album we think you should listen to that's come out in 2019 so far. There's also This Month in Country, which is the current month you're in. Each album we get added, and then it moves over to 2019 in Country after that month is over. You can also find Kevin's Picks of the Week on our website, or we tweet it, or it's on, if you search the username Donkey Factory on Spotify, one word. It's 10 songs by chosen by Kevin.
That I did them all.
Yeah, that you should be listening to. You can get one of our dumb shirts on our link through the site, or if you go to TeePublic, search Country Hodgepodge. I'm definitely adding White Claw Country to it, because why the fuck not? And then Kevin's on Twitter at CHP_Trarch, which he uses mostly to complain about football or other
or
shit.
Just be really excited about football being back. Oh, like God, it is right now.
From where we're recording, it's 5 weeks until football kickoff. Bears-Packers, 100-year. Oh, can't wait.
I don't know why you're disrespecting this tremendous Hall of Fame game right now that is currently 7-0 about to enter halftime.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm so excited for football, but I still can't bring myself to watch preseason.
Yeah, you know what I almost did? I got real close to betting this game.
I am
fully aware of the fact that everyone in this game is being changed out constantly because the rosters are still like 100 people and it's all backups and there's no fucking way on earth to guess who's going to win. I almost bet on this game because I was like, yeah, football's back.
Oh my God. Anyway, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. We can also be found on Stitcher and SoundCloud. Once, hopefully I can get YouTube to work again. There's like 5 episodes up on it. I want to get all the episodes up on YouTube, but it's been hard because it takes forever to upload to YouTube, and then my computer freezes, and then it stops, and it angers me.
Indeed.
But that's it for this week. Next week, we're going to be talking about Sam Hunt, so get ready for that. But that's it for this week. Until next week, I'm Steve Hodge. As always, shown by Kevin Hodge, saying goodbye, good night, and good Charlotte.